If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Everybody needs a vacation, but what about a social media summer vacation? Digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg joins us now to talk about that. Scott, good morning, and I know you've been a big advocate for this. Talk about exactly what you mean by a social media vacation.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. So this is definitely something over the years that has become near and dear to me. And a social media summer vacation is really just like any other vacation. But instead of packing your bags and heading to the beach, you're just taking that all needed break from social media platforms. And the idea is to intentionally step away from apps like Facebook, Instagram, or yes, even TikTok for a set period because you want to recharge your mental health and reconnect with your life offline.
I think a lot of people are afraid to try this. The way we use social media, it might be hard to remember sometimes that there is life offline, right?
You know, Bob, once we forget that life doesn't just take place online, I think we're in trouble. And that's why we owe it to ourselves to do this and do it right.
And what is it about summertime that you think makes this the perfect time to disconnect?
So I look at it this way. Social media feels exhausting. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, with news, with updates. And over time, it leads to stress, anxiety, even feelings of isolation. Summer just seems like a natural time for renewal and relaxation. Like it's the perfect season to unplug and focus on real world experiences. So whether that's spending time with family, traveling, or just enjoying some quiet time outdoors.
What do you say to people who use social media to keep in touch with friends and family, especially when they're traveling, and they're very reluctant to take this social media break?
Yeah, I get that. And it's a great point. I mean, social media does help us stay connected, but it can also distract us from being present. So one strategy I recommend is letting your loved ones know in advance that you're going to be taking a break. You can set up an out-of-office style message or send just a quick message before you unplug. That way, people know you're okay, that you're just taking some well-deserved time off.
Wow. Well, I'm thinking of the Chicago song Hard Habit to Break. I do like the idea, though. What about practical steps somebody can take to start this social media summer vacation?
Yeah, sure. I have some, remove the social media apps from your phone before you leave for the trip or start your break, because when it's out of sight, it's out of mind. Turn off the notifications or set your phone to do not disturb. And remember, you can set specific notifications for specific apps, so you can do it that way too. Replace the urge to check your phone with another activity. So bring a book, do a puzzle or journal, actually use a pen. And if you're traveling, use that time to take photos just for yourself. You don't have to post every photo online.
And what about people who worry about missing out on important news or updates?
FOMO, the fear of missing out, is very real. But most of the time, truly critical information reaches you through other channels. You might get a phone call. Maybe you'll get a text from someone. You can also set a specific check-in time, maybe once a week, to catch up on anything urgent. The key is to be intentional and don't let social media dictate your day.
We're talking about the story today, social media becoming the main source of news in this country, overtaking the traditional TV channels and news websites, according to the latest research. So you can understand why people would feel like they're not getting the news if they're off social media.
I think it's more than just not getting the news or that fear. I think it's not knowing what to do with themselves, because we have become a society where we have to be scrolling on our devices, right? We're always picking up our devices and scrolling. And if we don't do that, we kind of feel like a sense of disconnection. And that's why that is such a big deal. But yeah, you're right. People are really looking to social media to stay up to date on everything.
Yeah. And by the way, do these new numbers surprise you? About the rise of social media and personality-based news?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, this is where we've been headed for such a long time. And there was another study not that long ago talking about how YouTube is taking over everything in terms of video. And people are actually willing to spend a little bit more time watching longer videos on YouTube. But again, that's still social media, and that's where people want to be rather than sitting in front of a TV.
Yes, apparently. It's our Tuesday morning digital media report with Scott Kleinberg. We're talking about a social media vacation. Scott, have you seen benefits in your own life or in others who have tried this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, people often report feeling less anxious. They sleep better. They have more meaningful conversations. They notice they're more present in the moment. They enjoy their surroundings more. Because if you think about it, I mean, it's a chance to rediscover hobbies, spend time outdoors, get some fresh air, or just rest without all that digital noise.
How do you do this? Because you're online for a living, so it has to be hard for you to take a vacation.
Bob, I will admit any vacation is hard for me, and I'm terrible at relaxing. I'm terrible at unplugging. And years ago, I would have said to you that a break from social media is ridiculous and that you'll miss everything important. And over time, I realized I was the one missing everything important. So, shifting your outlook and your view can make a real difference.
Okay, what's a good way to start for someone who's never tried this and maybe is a little leery of doing it?
Yeah, it's a great question. I would say start small. Try a weekend without social media, then extend it to a week. I mean, you can even make it a group effort. Invite your friends or family to join you. Treat it like a real vacation. Plan for it, look forward to it, and actually savor the experience.
It's such a habit, though. First thing in the morning, sometimes last thing at night, and it's just hard to break it, though, isn't it?
It really is. And you're talking to someone who takes photos of every I take photos of everything I eat, and whether I'm at home or in a restaurant, and I'm advocating for skipping that photo. So that means someone on Instagram is not going to see your incredible dinner and dessert. But that's part of weaning yourself off of it. And people often describe social media like a drug. And when you think of it like that, it really is scary. But sometimes it takes a little bit of real talk to get you to see the light.
So true. What are your final thoughts here before we move on? And you're talking to somebody who might be on the fence about taking a social media summer vacation.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say vacations are about rest and renewal. Always keep that in the front of your mind, because taking a break from social media honestly can be a gift that you give yourself, because it's that chance to reset and to reflect. And then when you return to social media, you'll have a fresh perspective. Maybe it'll be easier to do next time. And you might be surprised by just how much you enjoy the break and how little you actually miss.
Yeah, if it goes well, maybe somebody would take a social media vacation in the fall or the wintertime, too.
And that brings up a really good point also, that another great thing about a social media vacation is it doesn't even have to cost anything. So I guess you could call that a social media staycation, which I like the sound of that too.
All right. Well, we will hear from people on that and report back. Let's open up the Genius Bar. And this is a question we've touched on this before, and I've wondered about it. We keep getting emails and texts about it. When you are ready to hit unsubscribe, some people, and I'm one of them, think, wait a minute, before I click on unsubscribe, am I sure this is legit? Will I really unsubscribe from this junk if I hit it? What's the story on this?
I think the terrible answer here is we don't really know. We can estimate, but don't really know. I would say that not all unsubscribe links are safe. Now, if you're on a major website that you trust, just any major site, and you click unsubscribe, everything is going to be fine. But if you're on a site that you've never been on before, or one that you don't know much about, and you click that unsubscribe button, it is natural to wonder whether or not you're actually unsubscribing, or you're actually confirming to spammers that your email address is active, which makes you a bigger target for future spam. That's not to scare you away from clicking unsubscribe. So what I would do is I would hover over the link. I would see if it matches the website that you're on. That's really important. If it doesn't, steer clear of it. Then you can always use the junk function of your email to send it to the junk folder. And that way, you're not unsubscribed, but you're not getting it and you're not bothered by it.
deleting the email entirely isn't really the answer here, is it?
Well, deleting the email entirely and doing nothing else only means that you'll get another one in the future. Yeah, so right. you'll be less bothered by it in the moment, but it'll still be there.
And there are these email unsubscribe services. What do you know about those?
I don't really know much about them simply because I really haven't used one before. Now, the thing about them that I would caution is they're not going to be able to do anything different than you're doing. So maybe you wouldn't get spammed or something from another additional source, but I don't know that paying for that feature is really going to be worth it in the long run, which is why I would rather, if I'm not going to use the unsubscribe button, I'd rather just use the junk email box because that's really doing the same thing as subscribing to these services. One other thing you can keep in mind too is if you have an iPhone and you get something from a mailing list or something where you would unsubscribe, there's a little thing in the upper left corner. You see it on your iPhone. There's this little thing in the upper left corner that says, "This is coming from a mailing list. Would you like to unsubscribe?" That's similar to the service you're talking about without having to pay for it. You can try that too and see if that works.
And these unscrupulous sources of the emails that are asking you to unsubscribe, the ones where you're not going to really unsubscribe if you hit it, what happens if you hit those?
Well, in that case, that's like any other form of spam. What you're doing is you're finding comfort in seeing the unsubscribe link because you're like, oh, I know what that is. That means I unsubscribe. But what you're actually doing is you're confirming to the spammer that your email address exists. It's almost like when you talk on a phone call and you let people know that your phone number is active. It's the same thing with an email. So it depends on what they're trying to do. They could take data from you. They could get credit card information. They could ultimately get something from you. But ultimately, they're going to just know that your email address is active. And that means you're likely going to get more email instead of less. But that's only on those sites that you don't recognize. So you should still plan on using that unsubscribe link. Just make sure you know where you're unsubscribing from, or at least try to figure out where you're unsubscribing from.
You can't really block an email address, can you?
You can. See, that's a tricky thing. You can hit block sender, and yes, it won't come from that email anymore. But anybody who's a spammer and wants to reach you will have another way and another email address in the waiting to come at you anyway. So it doesn't hurt. I mean, if you see an email address that you don't want to interact with and you hit block, you should absolutely do that. That's totally fine. But nothing guarantees that you're never going to hear from them again.
By the way, Scott, one more thing before we let you go. That new research we mentioned about social media now being the main source of news here. TikTok, according to this poll, the fastest growing social and video network used for news by 17% of people around the world. That's up about 4 points since last year. Is that something that you would have guessed?
I never would have guessed this years ago because I remember when we were talking years ago, it was like 1% of people who aren't age 18 to 21 are using TikTok. And then all of a sudden the pandemic hit and everybody started using it in the older demographics. And now we're talking about it as a main source of news. So seeing it coming this quickly, no. But seeing it back in the day that this was possible, yeah. And it's just amazing how it's going to just continue growing.
Yeah, we moved away from newspapers. Now we're moving away from the old TV networks. Scott Kleinberg, thank you. Have a good day. Appreciate it.
Thank you.